Well, we've been talking about it a long time. The big day is here, and Melbourne Cup, a guy who knows all about winning this baby, Kieran McAvoy, joins us now. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, you're fresh and ready?
Yeah, ready to go. It's the big day's upon us, and yeah, thrilled to be part of it again.
Like shell and peas for you winning these Melbourne Cups, mate. You've already got two.
Yeah, there was a fair few years in between, though, TK, and that sort of just illustrated how hard it is to get amongst the money. And, you know, this year's edition, it's a great race. I still think Al Mann is the one to beat, and he's the one that I'll be keeping a close eye on during the race, that's for sure.
I mean, people would say, well, why aren't you riding it again?
Yeah, well, look, it was the case of Oliver was on him last year. He got him qualified, and then he couldn't make the 52 kilos last year, so I was the lucky recipient of the ride. So Lloyd obviously honoured his commitment to Ollie this year, and unfortunately for Damien, he got rubbed out, and I was committed to my horse Red Cardinal, and I had to stick solid. So it was one of those ones where I gave him my word and had to stick with him. So my horse has got a good chance, and happy to be on him.
Well, you've won a couple of Melbourne Cups, and the trainer, Andreas Waller, he's won a cup with Protectionist, so that's a good combination. What sort of feel is Red Cardinal giving you at the moment?
I think he's travelled out well. I've saddled him twice and done some nice bits of work at Werribee. He's a lovely big horse. He's got a good attitude, and he seems to have travelled well. He went to Andreas and the Australian Bloodstock boys gave him a little test run, so to speak. They travelled him to America to see how he'd go with the travel on his most recent start, and he won a 2 mile race there. So that ticked that box, and that was just a little warm up for his trip to Australia. So I think he's out here in good order, and it's just a matter of, look, he stays the distance. His record says that's just a matter of whether he's class enough. So yeah, hopefully I can give him a good ride from the outside barrier, and we'll find out then. But we've just got to have things go our way, and hopefully we get a dash of rain during proceedings will just help him.
Geez, gate number 24 is not going to be easy. But mate, was there any excuses about the fifth, the eight, and the pre Kerguelen? Because before that, he'd come off a 33-week spell and gone bang bang, won two races over 3,200.
Yeah, you can just forget the pre Kerguelen. It was dominated by the horse Marmello from the front, and he settled last, Red Cardinal, and came widest over the last half a mile, and just the way it was run, he couldn't get into the race. So I was happy enough to put a line through that, and if you go on his quick tempoed last run win in America, then I think that'll put him in good stead for this race today. So it's going to be a matter of staying the trip, and I know my horse will.
And that barrier, mate, is that any concern?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, look, it's obviously it's a bit of a headache, but I did jump for barrier 23 when I rode Brew, so I'm going to go out there.
Yeah.
Full of confidence that it can happen. Last year,
yep,
both Al Mandan and Heartbreak City were drawn wide, and myself and Joe ended up getting the picked run. So it can be done. You've just got to have a bit of rub of the green, so to speak. But my horse is sort of a midfield to get back type, and we'll be just letting that speed go and hopefully get into a nice rhythm. And look, it's all about getting the right run, and there's so many variables that can predict whether you do get the right or wrong run, and hopefully I can be on the bounce and on the right foot and make the calls as it unfolds.
And mate, it's such a wide open race. Currently 850, Marmello is the favourite at tab.com.au. There's so many different challenges, but is there one that you think, oh geez, it's going good, or they tell me it's going good?
Look, I've got healthy respect for Max Dynamite. Willie Mullins is a star in the trade, especially with staying horses, so I've got good respect for him. And the Smoky, which is, I think, coming in the market at the moment, is Amelie Starr. I won on her as a young horse of the Moody when he had her, and she was a good winner at Flemington there 2 runs ago. Forget the Caulfield Cup. She's got a lightweight, and I'm concerned that she's going to be a force to be reckoned with as well.
Mate, we know it's a busy morning for you. We thank you for your time, and good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Yeah, Kieran McAvoy, two-time winner. of the Emirates Melbourne Cup, including last year. He's got a nice ride. Red Cardinal has to jump from gate number 24. We'll come in one now that obviously we've had the scratching of who shot the barman.